You're listening to Pirate Cat Radio, broadcasting from 21st Street, Florida in the Mission District. Thanks for listening. If you're listening at piratecatradio.com, remember that you can download podcasts from the past, present, and future. Just go to your favorite DJ's homepage on piratecatradio.com, and all of their podcasts will be there available for you to listen to over and over again. Also, give us a call down here in the studio, 415-341-1199. I want to give away some tickets right now. On Wednesday, November 3rd, Global Movement at 808. 808 Band with Seneca, open dance floor, reggae and hip-hop at Yoshi's SF Lounge, $7 cover. All ages at 8 p.m. If you give me a call right now, you will win these tickets. You and one friend at 415-341-1199. Call now. That's Yoshi's Lounge, $7 cover. Global Movement, 808 Band with Seneca, open dance floor, reggae, hip-hop, 8 p.m. And coming up at Pirate Cat Radio this week, today at 1 o'clock, Heike Niskala. And today at 6 p.m., the B-Stars. That's October 31st. Again, at 8 p.m., we have... Steve. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Every Friday, 3 to 6 is Diamond Dave's Common Threads open mic. And every Friday at 10 p.m., Pirate Cat Radio stand-up live comedy showcase. Again, every Saturday at 8 p.m., karaoke on the radio with Pamtastic. But we're here in the studio right now with Kyle Space Cat Thomas, and we've been hearing some of his original compositions and some of his covers of classical songs. And all of that was made by you. Is that correct, Kyle?
It's all made by me in my practice space with a laptop and in my bedroom in my pajamas. That's how we get it done.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. So I'd like to invite people to visit my website again. It's spacecatfunk at reverbnation.com, and you can listen to all my songs up there. They're free to stream right now, and maybe in the future, if people are interested, they can be free to download as well. Yeah.
And Kyle, why don't you tell us a little bit, just for a brief blurb, about some of the most interesting things that have happened to you in San Francisco, because this is Halloween. This is a day of coincidences and synchronicity, and tell me, how has your life been in San Francisco leading up to this point?
Oh my goodness, it's haunted. It's definitely a haunted city. I can't imagine what sort of mayhem could happen tonight with all the good energy in the air. I think that the city's on a real roll right now, and I hope the people just feel free to explore their fantasies. Go as deep as you want and go down, you know, go into that abyss and like bring something back. Bring something back that's juicy or sweet or just something that's just fun to talk about. Yeah.
Right on. You're listening to Pirate Cat Radio, DJ operator. Welcome to La La Land. Thanks, Kyle. Thanks for listening to Pirate Cat Radio, broadcasting from 21st Street, Florida, the Mission District. Phone number here is 415-341-1199. And coming up next for you, Third Eye, MDM, in the studio, live. We'll listen to a little bit of their music. Have a short chat. Remember to tune in every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. for my show, DJ Operators. Welcome to La La Land. So what's up, guys? Nice to have you in the studio today.
What's up? What's real? What's good with you? You feel me? I'm happy to be here. You feel me? Conversation run the nation. You feel me? So I'm always, it's always good to network and be here. Right now, you feel me? We could get to it, first of all, but you feel me? I want to set the mood a little bit by, you feel me, playing this little Damian Marley, you feel me? This Patience, you feel me? And that's how we're going, that's how we're going to get started. That's what's up.
Let's hit it.
Here we are. Here we are. Here's for the people.
Egyptian mummies on a flag of a moon, and can't find food for the starving tummies. Pay no mind to the youths, cause it's not like the future depends on it. We'll save the animals in the zoo, cause the chimpanzee them a make big money. This is how the media pillages, on TV the picture is savages and villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images, and this is what the image is. You buy a khaki pants and all of a sudden you a say a Indiana Jones. And I tip out the gold and tip out the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzi I've ever seen and I ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see and that's all that will ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like it'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast but the way them a go flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic lineage where them still can't defeat and them coulda never clone. My spiritual DNA that prints in my soul and I will forever own, Lord.
Yeah, Sabali, that's patience. That's what the old folks told me. Can you get with that? Discovering a world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhymes, it gets no realer.
We born not knowing, are we born knowing all? We growing wiser, are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flat, if you went too far, you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again, everybody would have started laugh. The average man can't prove up most of the things that he chooses to speak of. And still run research and find out the root of the truth that you seek of. Scholars teach in universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose start running. And the rich get stitched up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can you read signs? Can you read stars? Can you make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows, even though you drive cars? Can you survive against all odds now?
It's crazy.
how they gonna react. You scared of wrongdoers, people that's just ignorant. You scared of the truth. We patient for now. Who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it, try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruin. Trying to get paper. What? Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsy seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. A fearless. Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. It's like a military soldier since 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Damn. To all the wisdom and knowledge seekers of the world.
Patience. That's what's up. Yo, we got Third Eye MDM here in the studio. Train and Fetty joining us today. Tell me and everybody right now a little bit about what Third Eye MDM does, straight up.
Third Eye MDM, you feel me? We independent publication and journalism, but at the same time, you feel me? We do a lot of promotions, but at the same time, we like a private interest group. You feel me? Conversation runs the nation. You feel me? That's why we so influential. You feel me? We've been doing a lot of stuff all over California lately. We started in 2006. We started doing shows and everything like that. You feel me? Promoting it. Damn, it's Halloween. You feel me? And everything. Train right here, my brother. He a rapper.
Nice.
Yeah. What's up?
You guys been doing shows all over California or mostly in the Bay Area?
Really in Stockton, you feel me? Because we got our own studio and everything out there. We do stuff in the Bay Area all the time. We have events all the time and shows out here in the Bay Area.
When's your next show coming up?
November 15th, I believe. Hold on. Yeah, November 15th. So we'll like people to come out.
So I think we have a common interest, and that's independent journalism and community outreach, right?
Yeah, the reason why, you feel me, I think it's more important to be independent, you feel me, because like everybody in the politics, you feel me, and everything like that, but politics, you feel me, contrarily, they're their own private interest groups, you feel me, and everything. The election coming up on Tuesday and stuff, you feel me, I hope everybody go out and vote, but contrarily, they don't share the same interests that we share and stuff, you feel me, like in day-to-day, like reality and stuff, like, and our group is very diverse, you feel me, we mess with people, you feel me, from all different type of backgrounds. We have a lot of people, you feel me, in our organization that's, you feel me, actually influential, you feel me, that actually can do stuff themselves, you feel me? Like, I'm not really into, like, all the internet stuff, all the Facebook, all the virtual reality stuff. I'm into actual reality, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you and I think we're in the same boat. Here at Pirate Cat, we have a very eclectic selection of musicians coming in, and we're just trying to promote anybody who we can, you know? Before you, I had Kyle with the accordion. I mean, that's just to show you, that's the range of styles that we can have here on Pirate Cat Radio. So I think that it's a really good thing that you're in here.
Yeah, and that's exactly what's most important, you feel me, to us, you feel me, is actually getting the people and actually the community involved, you feel me, that's just not about something that's necessarily just because, you feel me, to influence people or manipulate people, you feel me, just because we trying to get a cool paycheck. We gonna make money regardless, you feel me, period, you feel me. I'm probably one of the most consistent people you know or, you feel me, ever see, you feel me, or meet, you feel me, in your life. You feel me? I've been balling you. Well, you feel me? I ain't even finna, you feel me, talk about it. But I've been you feel me, consistent. You feel me? Consistent. You feel me? Day in and day out for years. You feel me?
You consistently work with a whole bunch of different artists. Tell me about some of the artists you've worked with in the last couple of years.
In the last couple of years, you feel me? To be honest with you, it's artists that we work with that we don't work with anymore. You feel me? Because you feel me, they you feel me, got the world get the people. the world get the people. You feel me? In a certain type of way. You feel me? In certain type of ways. You feel me? But right now, you feel me? As far as there's no glitches in the matrix right now. You feel me? Mm. There's no glitches in the matrix. Everybody that we working with right now, I feel like, you feel me, they done been through it. They done been through the weather. You feel me? The hot, the cold, the good, the bad. You feel me? And everything, and they still here. You feel me? Mm. They didn't turn shiesty. They didn't get too much money and then start acting funny. You feel me? Or get too much money and get start ego tripping and be egotistical and lose sight of who they are. You feel me? As an individual,
where can listeners find out more beyond Pirate Cat Radio? Do you guys have a web presence? Do you guys have a publication?
We have a website, but we're not really into that type of stuff. The best way to, you feel me, contact us is, you feel me, to actually come out to some of our shows, come out to some of our events. You feel me? I got a phone number. You feel me? People could call me on the phone. You feel me?
What's your phone number?
My phone number is 415-533-9030. You feel me? I typically don't answer the phone for people that I don't know, but if you send me a text message, like, you feel me, Fetty, what's good with you? You feel me? It's good. You feel me? I'll holler at people, but I'm not just going, you feel me? I'm not, you feel me? I'm not.
Well, they're going to want to know when your next show's coming up. Why don't you take this opportunity to plug at least the next three? I want to know, because I want to come and check out these shows. Independent journalism is something that I hold dear to my heart. You know, I feel like people need to go out and find out what's going on for themselves and spread that information to their friends and family and the community as much as they possibly can, because we can't just go on trusting Fox News and CNN to give us
some bullshit. I mean, Fox News, to tell you the truth, Fox News and CNN and all that type of shit, you feel me? It's bullshit, you feel me? They got their own reason why they're doing what they're doing, you feel me, for their own reasons, you feel me?
I do, unfortunately, I'm having a guest in the studio, I can't speak to you.
Is that my brother?
They are, and I'm going to have to call you.
Exactly, though, you feel me?
Yeah. No, that was a friend of the station. She likes to call in and, what? Yes, it was Sweet Gail. Sweet Gail, I don't know if she wants to talk. I mean, I'd love to have Sweet Gail on the air right now, but she just likes to call and talk.
Yeah, that's what's that. You feel me? But yeah, like I was saying, you feel me? The news, you feel me? It isn't even for us, you feel me? It's for people, you feel me? Then it's subliminal. It's so subliminal, you feel me? And when you listen to it, they're not even talking about us. They call us consumers, you feel me, and this and that. We're not people, you feel me? And society doesn't actually encourage us to be conscious individuals anyway in the first place, you feel me? They don't even tell us we got six senses, you feel me? They tell us we got five senses.
You're on the air. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I was calling in, you know, to show some support. I want to check you guys out, see what you guys was talking about today.
What's good with you, Bradman? Come on.
What's good with it, Brad? What's going on?
We up in here, you feel me, talking about the organization, talking about our, you feel me, events, you feel me, and everything that we do be doing. But let me tell you off top, you feel me, Pirate Cat Radio don't put no restraints on their format, you feel me? That's why we here, you feel me? That's why we doing this.
Okay. So, I mean, what was the topic?
I'm gonna play some Pirate Cat mandatory audio while you guys talk about what is it you're gonna speak about, because I want you guys to be fully prepared. So give me about 30 seconds. I'm going to play a PSA real quick.
All right. Sure. Hello?
PirateCatRadio.com is an excellent resource for the goings-on of the San Francisco Bay Area. Besides being able to listen to our station fuzz free online, we also have a highly comprehensive and frequently updated calendar, DJ schedules, rants, application forms, and current events information. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Pirate Cat Radio.
Where y'all was at in the conversation, so I just wanted to get, you know what I'm saying, tuned in so I can catch up.
We're back on air now.
Yeah. But to just carry the conversation, I'm gonna just, so I can fill in.
Okay, you feel me? Like right now we was talking about the news, you feel me? It's like, why that's so, you feel me, like bullshit.
None of that. It's all good. No, I want to talk about promoting the community, yeah. And none of that.
Yeah, oh yeah,
BS,
we were talking about, you feel me, like the community, you feel me, and why, you feel me, it's important to be influential and why it's important to be independent, you feel me?
Yeah, it's always important to be independent, you know what I'm saying, because, you know what I'm saying, right now, it's, you know, like, you know, everybody's, you know what I'm saying, like, caught up, you feel me, and, you know what I'm saying, with the, caught up, you know what I'm saying, caught up in life and trying to, oh, no, hold on. Hello?
Yeah.
Nah, but really, though, you know what I'm saying, it's always, you know what I'm saying, important to remain independent and keep your own individual mind, because, you know, nowadays, you see, a lot of people are like being programmed, you know what I'm saying, to think and be conditioned to think in certain ways and not, you know what I'm saying, trying to keep alive the individual purpose, you feel me, of like, and be what.
Society doesn't necessarily encourage people to be conscious anywhere in the first place. It's all, everything is so much commercialized, you feel me? And that's what we trying to, you feel me, not be a part of.
I'm trying to pull over so I can talk.
And that's why I think we more influential in the first place. To actually, people in the first place.
Tell me about the last big promotion you guys did.
The last thing we did, we had about 220 people come out. You feel me? We did a show in Stockton, California, because we have a lot of rappers. You feel me? My brother, he actually performed and did about 5 songs, and then one of the other artists from the organization, he performed and did a couple of songs also himself. So, but it was pretty cool. You feel me? Everybody loved it. You feel me? You feel me? We don't like necessarily, you feel me, like to do things. You feel me? Like, you feel me?
Well, I'm really interested in your guys' stance on web promotion. You say that you're not into that, but how is it then in such a web-oriented world that you guys go about promoting such big events and getting over 200 people to an event without really strongly promoting it on the web like most people do?
The reason why is because we actually, you feel me, we don't have to go on the web to communicate with somebody. We're not looking for people, random people, to just come out and be like, oh, whoa. We actually know people, you feel me, that'll come out, you feel me, and it'll be interested, you feel me, and like to work with us, like to network with us, you feel me, and that are actually influential in doing things, you feel me, out here in the community, out here in society, And they like to you know, come out, you feel me?
So you just have a huge network of friends, basically.
Yes, because conversation runs the nation.
People who agree with what you're talking about, you know, and other people, they tell me about the kind of people that attend your events here.
The type of people that like the people that's diverse, you know, people that like to have fun. People that like to be genuine, you feel me? Genuine people, you feel me? That like to talk to people and get along with people, you feel me? And just, you feel me, different backgrounds, people that, you feel me, aren't.
Yeah, basically, I mean, we put in groundwork, you know, so we don't be on the internet too much, because we out there, you know what I mean, front and center, you know, we go out in the street and actually talk to people face to face, you know. That's something a lot of people don't do anymore. So
that's true.
That's kind of how we do most of our networking, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we trying to get away from the internet, because it's like, you know what I mean? It's like it's programming people's minds, you know what I mean? People are like robotic, always on the internet, you know what I mean? Always, you know, texting into the cell phones and all that. So we try to do it different and get out there and actually promote, you know what I mean, in the streets. People, mm-hmm. Let people see us, you know what I mean?
And there's nothing really real about it. I mean, you feel me? You might talk to somebody on the internet, you feel me, that's not, that necessarily wouldn't talk to you if you would walk down the street and was like, all right, what's up with
exactly.
you? How you doing? What's going on? You feel me? But they'll feel
exactly.
more comfortable having a conversation with you on the internet, you feel me, or on a phone or text, or you feel me, just writing messages back and forth.
Right, because they know that you're a real person. You don't know what's going to happen when you find out something on the internet. That's why they have to spend so much time and effort plugging all that stuff on the internet. You have to do it so much more. If you just go up to somebody and tell them that there's a party coming up, they're going to hear you. You know, they're going to hear you and they're going to remember that straight up. So I really like what you guys are doing. It's Third Eye MDM. I got Fetty and Trey in the studio. And who's on the phone right now?
Bruh, hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, introduce yourself. Who on the phone?
Yeah, man. Tony. Tunes.
How you doing, man?
How you doing? I'm doing good, and you?
I'm doing great today. It's Halloween morning, and I'm just having fun. I'm gonna have another radio show later at 8 p.m., and I'm glad to have a bunch of guests in the studio right now. You're good friends.
Okay, yeah, man. Pleasure to be on air, though, you know, and share this time with you.
You are on air. We're on air right now.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? Hi to everybody here. So what's going on? What was the topic of discussion today? I mean, what were you guys discussing? Right. I didn't quite catch it. I couldn't catch it, so I just called in.
I was asking how it is that Third Eye MDM promotes itself without having a web presence. And I find that really interesting that they go out onto the street and approach people, and they still manage to get hundreds of people to their events. What do you have to say about that?
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know what I'm saying? That's just, you know what I'm saying, you know, just strategy. You know what I'm saying? Like, one of the most powerful strategies, you know what I'm saying, and marketing promotion is, you know what I'm saying, meeting people, you know, on an individual level, you know what I'm saying, letting people meet you in person, you know, and it's like it had a lasting effect, and people can, you know what I'm saying, then that way when they hear about that something that you got going on, you know, they can vouch for you and tell their friends and spread the word and word of mouth, and, you know, just, you know, it's like, you know, life's like wildfire, but, you know what I'm saying, that's just something that we're about, but yeah, though.
Can you touch on that don't be a slave to the rhythm of life thing?
You said comment on that?
Yeah, don't be a slave to the rhythm.
Well, basically what that whole thing is that what you want to avoid is getting caught up in the modern day slave system, you know, and that's being, you know what I'm saying, you know, caught up and obligated to your finances and being in debt, you know what I'm saying, working a job where there's no room for improvement and upgrade your standard of living. You know what I'm saying, you want to have an opportunity to really live life and experience it to the fullest. You know, and being able to do that is being able to, you know, exercise and train your mind, you know, and educate yourself, you know what I'm saying, being able to, you know, see what everything else is about, you know, just, you know, interact. But you know, nowadays people, you know, they don't get the opportunity to really do that, you know what I'm saying, they have to work, pay this bill, catch up with this bill, you know, and people are just barely getting, you know what I'm saying, paid enough money, you know what I'm saying, to get by month to month, and you know, no time to do nothing else. So, you know, you just get caught up, you know?
Yeah.
Sure.
Everything is going to be commercialized, you feel me? I even walked through San Francisco right now. San Francisco is supposed to be, like, one of the most independent cities in the world, you feel me? San Francisco is supposed to be, like, one of the most independent cities in the world and everything. But contrarily, you feel me, you see this city is getting, like, so commercialized, too. Like, everything you just see on TV, you feel me, or whatever is being, you feel me, just copied, you feel me, and manipulated and just duplicated, you feel me? And the people just lose sight of themselves, you feel me? People just, I mean, but it ain't even about that, you feel me? What it's about, you feel me, is actually, you feel me, showing love, you feel me? Actually,
a conscious awakening to enlighten people that, you know what I'm saying, that there's other ways to live life and to share another perspective. You know what I'm saying?
You can still be genuine, yeah. You feel me? You can still be a real person, you feel me? And people will like you for who you are, you feel me? And you can still do what you do, you feel me, at the same time, you feel me? That's why I think so many people feel comfortable with us, and you feel me? So many people, you feel me, actually put their hearts, you feel me, and everything, you feel me, into what we doing, you feel me, just like how what we do.
You know, I think something's really interesting, and that's that about 10 years ago when the internet was really coming up, a lot of different companies started going online and doing all their business online. A few years later, everything came crashing down when people sort of stabilized into the internet. Now everybody sort of got into their groove, and a lot of the companies downtown here in San Francisco had to close because it was called the dot-com boom. And right now, social networking online is so popular that I think something like 95% of kids under the age of 18 or between like 13 and 18 have Facebook or MySpace accounts, you know? And I'm not sure how long that's going to go on. I'm not sure how healthy that is or how long people are going to be communicating only online and never in person. And I think that what's going to happen is a lot of companies who started their business off online social networking, a lot of them are going to start finding that their sales are going down because people want to be personal, you know, people want to be involved directly.
One thing that I can say, you feel me, like about that, you feel me, in leadership, a lot of leadership right now is incompetent. They're incompetent. They don't know, you feel me, like what they're doing or actually what's going on, you feel me? So that's like bad, you feel me? And we kind of depend on these people and everything, you feel me? We go out here, you feel me, vote for people, you feel me, and everything like that, you feel me? But when it's so incompetent, you feel me, and it actually, you feel me, factors in. Nobody, we can't do everything ourselves, you feel me? Nobody can do everything themselves, you feel me? But, you feel me, when you got that influence, you feel me, and you can actually make stuff happen, you feel me, and actually, you feel me, do stuff, you feel me, without that, you feel me, without, you feel me, too much leadership, we still gonna be affected, you feel me, by like national things, you feel me, and international concepts and ideas, you feel me, and decisions being made, you feel me, in our country. But contrarily, at the same time, we don't have to depend on that.
Yeah. That's what's up. I want to thank you guys for coming in. I want to hear again when the next time we can listen to you, when the next time your show is, your next show, and where, because without going online, people are just going to have to run into you on the street, and people could be listening from all over the world right now. They want to know where in the Bay Area they can go and attend the next Third Eye MDM promoted event.
Personally, you have to hit me up, you feel me, on the phone, you feel me, or on my email or something.
That's right. Send a text message to Fetty.
Send a text message to Fetty, you feel me, and I'll tell you, you feel me, where it's going down, you feel me, and how it's going down, you feel me, and you'll never be disappointed, you feel me. I know nothing to do with our organization. I know that.
What number is that?
Oh, hit that 415-533-9030. All right. Yeah. Ron Fetty, you feel me? You know what it is. Third Eye MDM Multi-Dimensional Media.
Yeah. And this train, you know what I mean? Look for that Phantom album and DVD. You know what I'm saying? You'll see me in the streets everywhere between Frisco, San Jose, you feel me? Oakland, all that, you feel me?
I want to give a big shout out to our caller today. Why don't you sign out as well?
Oh, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? It's G-Tunes live and direct. You know, just keep your mind open, you know. You know what I'm saying? And live life, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Being for the experience and education. You know that knowledge truly is power. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for having me. You know, have fun, enjoy your Halloween. You know, and, you know, look forward to seeing us and hearing us soon.
Right on. Thanks, y'all, for coming in today.
That's what's up.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Let's hit that last track.
Thank you for having us.
Sure. This one's for all.
Chicks hunt them, neighborhood know we coming. JK them, snakes cannot violate them. Pimps memorize his lines verbatim. He reps in YO, gives C-notes to Y-nos. Not church, this how we tied though. He walks a tenement, sleeps at a super fly condo. My kind of nigga, my icon, my idol. No certificate for this misfit who handle business. The odds stacked against him, he fights back, Mac and Benzes. Never puts cash or ass before a friendship. He laughs last, and some die young, he is still existing. Somehow he got around the pitfalls of the system. When he walks, we watch. When he talks, we listen.
Leaders. Into the mirror and it's you, I say look at me. Everything you like it fresh from the factory. Everything you do it in fact me. Your lifestyle attract me, parents try distract me. When I grow up I want to be like you exactly. And as soon as I get over this acne,
there's no way anybody could have stopped me. My gravity toward the aura and all the mannerism, descending out of orders, and man start moving busy. The locking of the corners, the streets and all the buildings. Me love you like a father, me ready and me willing. Anything where you are taught is lying my dominion, and me have similar thoughts. I share the same opinions, me have it say you're smart. With my best interest at heart, I'm following your path. Don't mind where you are what. Out the Caesar, the monsters, the grandiose, the martyrs, the hell on earth pompers, Ellsworth, Bumpy Johnsons, the Harlemites, the Garveyites, black as the credit card we swipe, popping down tonight for all of mine. I can see myself back at the Audubon, Malcolm on the podium, shells dropped to linoleum, swipe those, place them on display at the Smithsonian, next to only gems that were left behind by holy men, infectious, charisma of those who gave us direction, the anti-sexes, resistance against oppression, progressive thinking, ghetto speakers, protesters against the colored only section, to the Genesis and the Frost Nixon, the contradiction, the cross, the crucifixion, the loss we took for sinning, on Easter's back inscription, that it was written, that nothing is coincidence, and they took our leaders and they lynched them.
Need free anonymous advice for your problems? The Elder Wisdom Circle pairs online advice seekers with an empathetic cyber grandparent who will provide you with practical guidance to help solve your issues. Tell us about your relationship, career, family, children, self-improvement, or other problems, and you will receive a personal reply. For more information, go to elderwisdomcircle.org. That's ELDERWISDOMCIRCLE.org. Service announcement was brought to you by your friends at Pirate Cat Radio.
1800s is the stuff of legends. Even though there's little factual proof of her magical powers or records of her life.
Many documents have disappeared. Many were falsified in the first place. There's just layer after layer after layer of folklore, lies, mythology, wild stories.
Experts believe Marie Laveau was born somewhere between 1794 and 1803. She was said to be the daughter of a wealthy white plantation owner and his slave mistress. In early 19th century New Orleans, she was considered a free person of color. She developed a relationship with the head of the New Orleans Catholic Church.
And the pastor of St. Louis Cathedral was a man named Père Antoine. He works with the prisoners, the lowest of the low. He works to free slaves. And his chief companion in this work was Marie Laveau.
Like many people in New Orleans, Marie Laveau was both Catholic and a voodoo believer.
People in New Orleans went to Catholic Mass at St. Louis Cathedral in the morning and to Congo Square for voodoo ceremonies in the afternoon.
Congo Square was voodoo central in New Orleans, where free people of color and slaves gathered for voodoo ceremonies on Sundays. It's there that legendary voodoo priest Dr. John is believed to have taught Marie Laveau everything he knew about voodoo, including how to formulate a powerful charm called gri-gri. Gri-gri bags were filled with anything from starch, dried beans, metal filings, or animal skin.
The ingredients themselves are not the key thing. It's the intention that you put on the gri-gri bag that matters.
The person who made gri-gri appealed to voodoo spirits to give it special powers.
Do you understand the power that you are receiving?
Gri-gri is no different than wearing a cross or a St. Christopher medal or carrying a lucky rabbit's foot. It hung around your neck or you put it above the door. It carried protection.
Marie Laveau sold gri-gri out of her home and built a reputation as a voodoo queen with mysterious powers. Some believed her voodoo power was backed up by power of intimidation.
Marie Laveau had an amazing network of folks to give her information to actually spy on people. She had political connections, economic connections under the surface of her public persona.
Marie's political power and relationship with Catholic pastor Père Antoine allowed her to do something that would be blasphemous in any other church.
Marie Laveau could conduct what were, in effect, voodoo ceremonies at the altar of the largest Catholic church, the Cathedral of the Louisiana Purchase.
In the 1830s, one incident is alleged to have convinced all of New Orleans of Marie Laveau's voodoo powers. A wealthy man's son was on trial for murder. His lawyers told him his son's case was hopeless, so he turned to Marie Laveau. In desperation, the father offered Marie Laveau a house if she could use voodoo to free his son. To accomplish this feat, she spent weeks praying at St. Louis Church, undergoing a form of self-torture for the cause. She placed three excruciatingly hot guinea peppers in her mouth and held them there for hours.
Guinea is a name for Africa in many voodoo circles. The spirits, like the spirits of voodoo, always take pity on great suffering. And so when she offered to suffer on behalf of her intention, they heard her.
On the morning of the trial, Marie Laveau snuck into court. She put the peppers that had been in her mouth under the judge's chair. Some believe